good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you're listening, it's YouthCast time. And I'm your host, Molly Adams. You're probably hearing a whole bunch of back-to-school nonsense right now. Features about homeschooling, tracking, uniforms, extended school hours, curriculum changes. YouthCast takes you to where you want to be in these precious last days of summer. Not sitting at a desk in a classroom, unless you already are, sorry, but flying 50 feet in the air as you learn how to use the trapeze at a circus school. Well, maybe that's not where you want to be either. Reporter Catherine Sims wasn't too sure about it herself, which is why she did it. And what is a better back-to-school theme than taking risks for a great reward? Self-esteem. This is Taking on the Flying Trapeze by Catherine Sims of Weekday High.
Meet Will the Thrill. He's my older brother. You could say he's run off and joined the circus.
I have been flying trapeze for just under 2 years. I've been flying here at this particular school for about a year and a half.
He's an instructor now at Emerald City Trapeze Arts in South Seattle. The motto of Emerald City Trapeze is,
"This could be your day to fly."
Flying trapeze never even crossed my radar until I saw Will perform. He did thrilling flips and other brave stunts I never imagined he could do. It was like he had an alter ego. Unlike Will, heights are not my thing. But still, trapeze is fascinating. I wanted to know why people would leap into thin air, holding only onto a swinging bar. Fellow intern Kendrick Bradley and I went to check it out. I soon realized that the only way to understand trapeze was to try it myself. So here we are in the parking lot of Emerald City Trapeze, and I guess I'm pretty nervous. I've always been kind of afraid of heights. In seventh grade, my class went on a camping trip and there was a high ropes course, and I went up, but I just couldn't like go any further, and so I just came right down. That won't happen today. No. At least I hope not. First, I change into my trapeze clothes. Black spandex and a tank top. It's not as exciting as the outrageous outfits they wear at shows. Then it's time for the lesson. So I'm stretching now to warm up, I guess. And there's Will, my brother. He's gonna be teaching the class. The other instructor is Cell. She's Brazilian. Cell teaches us our first trick, the knee hang. She starts with the basics of trapeze.
So trapeze is about momentum, physics. Most important thing for today, listen. Okay. Open your ears and listen to us.
We have to listen because timing is everything. When they give commands, you follow them.
Ready. It's not a question. So don't worry about say yes or no. Doesn't matter. Ready means be ready.
It also means bend your knees when you're on the platform. Hop means hop off the platform.
After that, once you hop off, you're going to be flying. Ooh, best part.
Fast forward to the end of the lesson. It's time to fly. I get belted up. It looks kind of like a leather corset.
Okay.
Okay. This belt is like super tight, so it makes me feel pretty safe. They clip me to a rope and tell me to climb the ladder. Yikes. So the ladder looks pretty tall from here. It's probably like 30 feet up, but it seems a little bit higher. I climb up the wobbly ladder and get set. Here I go.
How are you doing, Catherine? How are you doing? No, wait, wait, wait for my call. How are you doing? Forwards, backwards, forwards, like on top.
Hear that high-pitched squeal? That's me. Let's hear that again.
How are you doing, Catherine? How are you doing? No, wait, wait, wait for my call. How are you doing?
Oh, that's embarrassing. But on the other hand, I did it. After a few tries, I managed to hang upside down by my knees. It felt awesome, like such a big accomplishment.
Way to go. Nothing.
How was it, Catherine?
It was exciting. I didn't really do any tricks or anything, because just like orienting myself in the middle of the air. But I was glad I got off the bar there. in the first place.
Was it really scary being up there, looking out on the bar?
At first it was, and then I just kind of decided to think of it as more of an adventure than, like, something I didn't want to do. It was really exhilarating, like, the adrenaline rush. Like, I wanted to do it again and again. Yeah. I did do it again and again, 4 times, in fact. Even though it was hard and frustrating, I surprised myself with how much I actually liked it. The weekend after, all I could think about was how sore I was. Flying trapeze is a huge workout. Although I am used to working out often, I felt that burn for days. So I guess that trapeze is serious business. It's not just doing the monkey bars 30 feet up in the air. It's about precision, trust, confidence, and teamwork. I'm not ready to join the circus yet, but I learned that Will and I, we make a pretty good team.
Yeah, you did it. You flew. That's what we do.
I did fly. For Radioactive, I'm Catherine Sims.
That was Catherine Sims taking on the flying trapeze. This feature was produced at Weekday High, a summer internship program for high school students at historic KUOW, one of the original charter stations for NPR in Washington State. The reporter, Catherine Sims, has another feature on one of those traditional education themes, homeschooling. Hear from the kids who live it by heading to youthcast.org. We got links. Please give us and our friends a like at facebook.com/generationprx. You can talk with your fellow radio fans and find leads on more than great stories, conferences, scholarship opportunities, and general internet merriment. It's worth the click of a few buttons. You've been listening to Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Mwah.